It's a stirring of the waters. You know, some of the greatest men of God that's ever lived had power with the waters. Elijah, Elisha, Moses, Jesus, they had power with the waters. The Lord's going to give his last day church power with the living waters. Glory to God forever. I know. Read something to you. This testimony that came from New Zealand lets you know what's going on in the nations. Because a lot of times we enjoy in this, but this goes out all over the world. There's a lot of testimonies coming in. But I'm going to share this one because it's right in line with where we are. So I'm going to share this testimony from Sheila, our friend from New Zealand. They follow us on the website. You know, I can tell a lot about where someone's tracking by the questions they ask or the testimonies they write. I can tell where they are in the spirit. I've kind of condensed this down a little bit, but she goes, I've been praying and decreeing as LaRue has been teaching, and I've been entering and doing as it is per the right hand of God, spiritual mapping and making my body settle into Bible study routine, prayer, meditation, daily and decreeing. I've been experiencing major assignments and symptoms of the enemy, chronic fatigue. It's been knocking me out of prayer due to exhaustion. Today in my quiet time, I felt the Lord was saying that he had loosed me from the spirit of infirmity. And I walk in total obedience to all he's called me to do. And he will manifest the physical reality for me because he's already done it. And it is a walk of faith because he's already done it. My mind and body and atmospheric thieves are screaming at me, saying, it's not true. This is not true. And all I have to do is walk and move my body totally in faith. I've been instructed to keep myself and to be still and quiet before all others. So I'm hanging on to the words being taught to us daily. She had this encounter, this dream encounter. It's kind of opening up the message I'll share today. Today, when I was up there bringing down and releasing the kingdom deposit to the teacher and decreeing the kingdom manifestation, he took me back up there, and I have been having an invisible, continual waterfall of living water pouring out over my head, splitting in two streams over the top of my head, two streams of living water from the same waterfall, and they're flowing over my shoulders at right angles, and living water is streaming into the atmosphere. She's going through all this battle, and all of a sudden, this breaks open. She's in the encounter of God, and the living waters just break open, and they're flowing. She said, I had an impression the living waters were flowing to the Dead Sea of humanity into the great sea of commerce. The impression is it's the picture of the king priest government, and it's continuing to flow. And I know by the word and not by my emotions, I want to go in every gate and get all the fullness. Did you hear that? I want to go in every gate, all the fullness. And when my mind distracts me and I go back up there having this release, she's asking me, what is all this? I'm like, that's the King Breach government. It's the waters of God flowing on you. That's what happens. You'll be fighting that battle and you'll be countering all kinds of resistance. We call it atmospheric thieves. And all of a sudden, bam, it just breaks open. And when it breaks open, it opens the gates. It opens the flow. It opens the channels. Amen. Your promises that get fulfilled in the earth have already been fulfilled there. Amen. And when you enter into that promised land, they get fulfilled here. All of that's the promised land. Now, I know every one of you have these personal promises like I do, but God has the whole thing in mind for you. Not just the personal promise, but the corporate promise, the corporate promised land. The Lord said, I've moved and shifted the body to those that are in alignment with me. They will be able to freely enter into the rest at this point. They're going to be able to move because I'm bringing the body into what he called corporate rest. He goes, this is where you are right now as a body. Now others are tracking their flow and they're moving. I get that. And today I'm going to fast forward you a little bit. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you where we are. We're in the rest. Say the rest. That's what God is establishing corporately because he's dealing with us as a body. But what he wants to do is he develop and have us grow up into all of that. Amen. But he's going to take us there. The Lord is, he's calling you to come and he's leading you at the same time. He's saying, come to me, but he sent his Holy Spirit to lead us there. And we have to follow at this time. Do not be found sleeping during this time.
You got to know it's today the floodgates of the glory of God. The sons and daughters of God are going to carry the glory. This is the hour for this. It's the time. We have to grow up into the glory. It's no more God come to us. The Lord's calling us to come to Him. That's going to be the demarcation line. The sons and daughters of God are going to go up in. We're going to grow up into that realm. Amen. We're going to grow up into union with Christ. Grow up into perfect love with the Father. We're going to grow up into the glory realm. The kingdom realm. Tree of life, living waters. And then all the inheritances. Amen. And the Lord said, just as freely as it is for you to enter into the rest, it's going to be that easy for demonstration once all the doors and the channels are open. He said it himself, which is easier, say, son of man, your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk. To the Lord, it was just as easy. You have to know the fullness of Christ is going to manifest in this generation, all of it. So I'm tracking into some things. Into a mystery right now of how to get that here. I already know by revelation that that inheritance, those 12 inheritance and all the glory realm is going to flow into the earth by way of the living waters. So I want you to go to John 7. I think I received a mystery concerning the waters that I didn't catch my first series. I have a series called The Blessing in the Water. Well, you have to understand the way the Lord's been teaching us, in particularly the last 5 years, He's been developing different parts of that map. So we'd be up into a series and we'd just be rolling and we're thinking He's going to break the waters open now because that's where we were. But He was just teaching into the image, fulfilling that part of the puzzle. And then all of a sudden He'd shift us. And we go back to somewhere else and He'd shift us again. And He'd shift us again because He was building the image of the promised land. He was basically showing it was there. But now that's been brought to fullness, He's bringing us up into it now. Amen. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the flow of living waters, how these waters are going to get activated, how the waters are going to flow into the earth. So John 7 verse 37 said, in the last days, in the great day of the feast. Something about that, those words right there also. In the last day, great day of the feast, it speaks of timing. And Jesus stood and cried saying, if any man thirst, let him, what? Come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow living waters. That's not one river, that's at least two. Say rivers. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they believe on him should receive. Now you need to understand about this. The Holy Spirit is the executor of the rivers, of the waters. He's in charge of the waters. He is the one that takes the waters out of the throne of God and he brings them into the earth. The waters come out of the Lord. Jeremiah 2 said, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. The Bible says in Revelation, he showed unto me a pure river of water of life proceeding out of the throne of God or the Father and then out and out of the Lamb. Out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. They flow out of the Father, they flow out of the Lamb, they flow out of Him, the fountain of life, and then the waters flow. Amen. Interesting thing about this verse is there was two major operations there. This is not one operation, there's two major operations. The one is the operation to drink. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. There's the drinking operation, and then there's the flow of the outer operation where the rivers flow out. Amen? Out of your innermost being, the rivers will flow. The Spirit's going to bring the kingdom up out of your spirit. He's going to bring the living waters out of your spirit. They don't originate with you. You just carry them. We're carriers of the glory. We're carriers of the living water. The Holy Spirit's originating those waters, and those waters are going to flow up out of our spirit. Amen? Now, notice the word, come unto me and drink. This is something we've gotten very accustomed to around here, the understanding that the fullness of God is not waiting on God here, calling on God to come. It's all about Him calling you. to where he is. You've got to approach him and to drink of the living waters. Now, there have been moves of God in the past where God would pour living waters out. You had these different movements. But the movement in the last days where God's sons and daughters are going to drink, and there's something about drinking, into fullness, you're going to have to go to where he is. Amen? You got to make the journey into the glory realm, the journey into the tree of life, the journey where the living waters live. Where do they live? There's a lot up in heaven. You got to understand your inheritance was placed there. We understand that our inheritance is placed there, and we got to move into that, and we got to find the waters. We got to come to the fountain, and we got to drink. Say drink. These waters are a lot deeper than what's been poured out over the last 15 years. Because some of the water that's been poured out produced a lot of flesh as much as it did spirit. I'm going to say something to you. What's coming out of you is determined by what was put in you. Your water can come out shallow or it can come out deep. It can come out with just joy, fun, or it can come out with the fullness of the apostolic government. The waters are seeded by the word. When the word of God is sown in to Christ in you, that word gets mixed up into the rock of Christ in you. And then he calls that water out of that rock. That water's been seeded. The kind of water that's going to come out of you is the kind of revelation that was put in you. If you don't like what's coming out, you got to change what's going in. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. But it says, guard the heart, for out of it flows the wellsprings of life. So what's in you is determined. What's going to come out is determined what you put in. If you're operating and eating from the deep, if you're eating from wisdom's table and you're dwelling with God in the glory and you're in the deep and you're in the meat, all that's going to come out with glory. It's going to come out with power. Like generational inheritance. We have a series on Mount Hebron. But that's in us. That's in our rock. Amen. And what's in our rock's going to come out in the water. Revelation 22:17. Listen to this. It says, the spirit and bride say, come. And him that hears say, come. Let him that is athirst, what? Come. If any man thirst, come unto me. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Say freely. All that thirst, Isaiah says, come to the waters. You got to go to the waters. You got to have a map where the waters are. You got to know the waters are up there, but you got to know how to get in there. If you don't know where the waters are, you're going to, by chance, maybe encounter the waters here and there, or wait for the waters to come through some servant of the Lord. You can drink a little bit in church, but that is not enough. The drink in church is no longer enough for the sons and daughters of glory. We have to go and find the waters. Where are the waters? Well, they're in Christ. Brilliant answer. They're in the throne of God. Another brilliant answer. They're in the right hand of God. Another brilliant answer. There's a pathway to the waters. They're in the glory realm. The same place where wisdom's house dwells, where the kingdom dwells, where the glory realm, the tree of life, the waters of life, it all dwells there. Why do you make it so difficult? It's really not that difficult. Once faith starts prevailing, and these pathways get open, the things that were hard in the past are quite easy to move into. I can have the worst day possible, but I can hit the rest. I'll say 19 out of 20 times I can enter the rest. I'm not saying that to build me. I'm saying to tell you that faith prevails. And when faith prevails, the pathway opens. If you don't go in by faith, you don't have a pathway. So then you got to go in by chance or feeling or emotion. You got to wait till you feel it to know you're there. I don't wait till I feel it. I go there by faith. But once you get there, it's yours. Say, it's mine. You can have that. And the Lord said, he goes, it's time to build up into it now. The teaching's going to be more designed to build into the image, not develop the image. It's already been developed. Amen? It's like Moses. He went into the tabernacle of glory, and then he went into the mountain with the Father. There's a progression. The Bible says, in him we live, we move, and we what? Have our being. We move in him. There's a lot to move into. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely, but you got to come to where he is. It's got to be identified by the word. The word becomes your compass. You set the word in the heart, you fill with the heart, and then you move upon that compass. You believe the word, he that believeth on me. Psalms 36 and 7 said, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. I love it. Now these words, when you're moving in, you can't be deciding you're going to start memorizing them moving in. You got to have this in your heart. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Therefore, I place my trust under the shadow of your wings. Now look, notice what happened. He just moved in. Okay, he moved in a position under the shadow of the wings. He moved out of one jurisdiction into the jurisdiction of God, because this man knows how to drink. Amen. I shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house, and you maketh me to drink of the river of your pleasures, the rivers of Eden. The pleasure there means Eden, the original waters of Eden, the waters of life, the original waters. He goes, I drink of the waters of Eden, for with thee is the fountain of life. See, he moved in, got position, and drank. You can't sit over in the earthly jurisdiction and say, God, feed me. God, water me. It doesn't work like that. When a cow is in the pasture, he doesn't drink water. He's got to go to where the water is. And that cow can moo all day long, pray all day long. All day long. Bellow. For water, but he don't get up where he is to where that water is, he's not drinking. You gotta find the water. There is a blessing in the water. When Isaac found it and nobody else could find it, he reaped 100-fold. He found water, dug it up. Sometimes you'll have to dig for it. You're gonna have to be thirsty. That's why you're gonna have to thirst. If you don't thirst, you're not gonna find water. How many of you are thirsty? Oh, I said, Lord, I want this water bad. Because there's a blessing in the water. And there's a mystery in the water. Every living, creative thing ever has been brought out of the water. The world was brought out of the water. You should study Genesis. It was all under, and he brought it up out of the water. You were brought out of a watery womb. Every living thing is coming out of the water. When God gets ready to do something, he'll baptize you in the water. Jesus came out of the water, and then the anointing came on him. Elisha, they went through the waters. Peter, before the Lord ordained him, threw himself over the boat, dripping wet water. That was a form of baptism. The Lord ordained him right there. Bam. And then you've got another water. He said, you come unto me to drink. And then he says, out of your innermost being will flow rivers. That's what we want. We want the breaking of the rivers. I said, Lord, how do we get the rivers to flow? I want the river to flow. I've been sitting on this revelation a long time. I've been preaching it. I know all of that's coming through the rivers. How do you get the rivers to break out? Ezekiel 47, he said, the waters what? They broke out of the right side of the temple, south side in the foundation stone. The gates were facing east. The waters break out of the right hand of God, out of the foundation stone underneath the temple. Christ, those waters are going to come out. And it said they began to flow. You know the story. They went to the ankles, then to the knees, then to the loins, then waters to swim in. You think he drank any on the way? And then, see, it was a picture of him drinking the water. And then what happens? He turns the waters to the Dead Sea. Say the Dead Sea. And everything that was dead would live again. There were evangelism in that water. From the shores of Engleam to En Gedi. They would cast the nets and all manner of fish, and then trees were forming, and the leaves of the trees were forming. And it says the leaves, fruit did not fail. Every month, new fruit was coming out of the tree. Say, wouldn't it be nice if every month, a brand new crop of glorious fruit come up out of you? Brand new glory, brand new blessing, brand new power. Every month, it was just replenishing. Every month, it says, because of the waters that are issuing out of the sanctuary, that's why this is happening. The waters come out of the throne of God. They broke out into the earth, and everything that was dead would live. Dead bodies, sickness, infirmity, dead limbs, dead cells would live. Zechariah 14 says, because when you read in Ezekiel 47, he says, whether, I think it's verse 9, he says, whether double river floweth. Say double river. In fact, I'm going to read you that verse in the Amplified in Ezekiel 47, verse 9. It says, and wherever the double river goes. Now, it came out of the sanctuary with one river. This is what she was saying in her encounter. But then God broke it open. It became a double river. Out of your belly, what floweth what? At least a double river is flowing. At least a double river. Zechariah 14:8 says this, because Hosea says, a fountain's going to burst forth from the Lord's temple. This is his hope for humanity. This is how he's going to take that inheritance and bring it down into the earth. But I'm asking him, because I'm tracking into something right now. I said, how do we get the waters to flow? And he answered it. This is what he says in Zechariah 14, and it shall come to pass in that day, the living waters shall go out from Zion or Jerusalem, half of them towards the Dead Sea, half of them towards the Mediterranean Sea. The Dead Sea is the world. The Mediterranean Sea was the Sea of Commerce. He broke the waters in half. There's the kingly waters, the priestly waters. The waters are going to flow. Say, the waters are going to flow. These waters are going to go and they're going to flow. Said the eyes of the blind, Isaiah said, the eyes of the blind will see, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The dumb, the tongue of the dumb shall sing aloud. Isaiah says, for rivers, he will open up rivers in the desert. Isaiah 35, he said, the lame shall leap as a hart, the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness, the waters shall break out. Look at the Lord. You ought to read the book of John and find out how many miracles he did by way of the water. You ought to meditate on that a little bit. Why he made mud. I've seen a lot of preachers try to imitate that blessing. You know, the spittle. They thought, well, he spit, I'll spit. God told me to spit. They better get healed, all I can tell you. I mean, he stirred the waters in Bethesda. The man got healed. But that was a very unique healing when he put that spittle in the mud. And I started meditating on that one day. And the Spirit of the Lord, man, just opened it up. He told me, he goes, go research spit. Look at the contents of spit. You know what spit is? 99% water. That wasn't your spit in that mud. That was his spit. That wasn't just natural water going in that mud. That was living water coming out of the Son of God. And what he was doing is he's taking man back to the original. He was showing the world, I am the creator. This is how I did it in the beginning. I made man. Because in Genesis chapter 2, what he said, he opened the fountains and the water covered the earth. And he covered the earth, and then he reached down and made man out of the dust after he covered the earth with water. It was a substance of water that came up, and he flooded the earth, and he went down into a like a clay-like, mud-like surface, and he forged man out of water and earth. And he brought man out. And the Lord said, he was trying to tell the Jews, I'm the creator you're rejecting. And I'm going to show you, because I'm carrying the living water. And when my living water touches that earth and I put it on that man's eyes, the first time ever recorded The eyes of a blind man are going to open from birth to show you that I'm the creator. He was demonstrating who he was. He was the original creator in the first place. He has not lost his touch. So don't go spitting on somebody, because you're probably not going to get the result he got. Amen? Go to John 2. I'm going to close. This is where the gravy is right here. This is the mystery. He broke it open. He told me, he said, the mystery to the waters flowing out of you is determined how they flow in you. He goes, you're asking for these kind of waters to flow out. Now, everyone's got a certain flow by the gift realm, but we're looking for the overflow realm, the anointing without measure, to unlock the waters to flow here, because everything up there is in your water. Amen? And that's going to flow out. But to get them to release is going to determine how you drink of them. You have to drink of the waters, but there has to be a specific thing that you're doing, and you're going to have to be skilled at it. Amen? If you don't drink properly, they're not going to come out properly, not the way we've been looking for them. Amen? Now, John 2, his mother said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now, they're at a wedding, a big wedding, a feast on the third day. This is very specific timing because we're in the third day now. We're in the third millennial day of Christ. So this is not only speaking of that time, it's speaking of our time. And there's a great mystery. Number two, you need to know this is the first miracle he did. This was done by divine design. This miracle was done by the Father through the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. But it was divinely designed to be the first miracle. And he was saying a lot in this particular miracle. And there were six water pots of stone after the mannering of the purifying of the Jews. So when they would come in, they would take these water pots and they would pour water and they would do the ceremonial cleansing. They were doing all this under the law. So these water pots were being used before the Lord used them. They were being used under the law. Amen. Six means the number of man. So what God was saying, he goes, listen, I know I represent the Jewish nation. I come out of the Jewish nation. But we're about to change the function of the water pots. Was you were operating under the law, you're about to operating in a brand new dispensation of grace. Because I am going to shift this dispensation by the first miracle. You're not going to be operating under the law anymore. You're going to operate under grace. And there's something else going to come out of you. Where you were operating by an earthly priesthood with natural water, you're about to be operating with living water. After the manner of purifying, so they were being used under the law, containing two or three firkins apiece. The firkins about 7 to 8 gallons of water. So it's averaging around 20 gallons, because two or three of them, around 20 gallons a pot. There's six of them. It's 120 gallons. You know how many bottles of wine are in a gallon? I had to go look all this up. You know the bottles they buy on the shelf? There's 5 bottles in every gallon. He's just about to open up a miracle that's going to produce 620 bottles of wine. And you know that wine in the grocery store and all that place? Selling from $10 to $100? I would imagine his was probably in the upper echelon because the government said, that's the better stuff. Let's take mid-range, $50, $620, $50. That's a $30,000 miracle right there. Bam! I don't know if you don't think about stuff like that. That's a lot of bottles. There's a lot of people there. And it's the best stuff. The government said, you saved the best. It was unfermented. I doubt the governor would be. And Jesus wouldn't make wine. Believe me, he made the wine. He made it very good. The governor commented on how awesome it was. Don't get religious over that. The Lord knows how to make wine. Now notice these water pots. They're sitting there. They've already been empty. They can contain up to 20 gallons of water, but they're empty. Everyone say, I'm one of those water pots. Now, this is how glorious it is to be used of God. What did you do? Nothing. You were in the presence of the Lord, and you got filled. Did that water pot work to get filled? Did that water pot I mean, could he have run around? It wasn't even his previous function. God shifted the water pot's function. When you get in the right hand of God, he's going to shift your function. You got to get in the presence of the Lord to be filled. If you're not in the presence of water, you can cry all day. You can bellow like a calf for water, but you've got to get in the presence of water. Those water pots, sitting as they were, Jesus happened on them, and they got in the presence of the Lord. And he, what? Filled them, but not just filled them to the brim. And there is the mystery. Because the Lord spoke to me and said, until you learn to drink until you're full, you'll never see the waters come out the way you want them to come out. In order to drink, you have to know where the water is. Then you have to know how to get there. Then you know how to get there every day. Just like you know how to go into the rest, you can go, once you identify where the waters are, you can go there every day. Amen? And you can drink every day. He's got promises to come, come, come. It's not until you get filled to the brim with water that you come back here, and then the Holy Spirit takes the waters, the living waters, out of your stone pot and whoosh, releases them to the world. That's why you got to go into his presence where the water is. Amen? Or you can wait for the next move of God to show up and get filled that way. I think I'm going to go into the presence of the Lord. There's a mystery in the waters. Just like Ezekiel, the man had to get into waters to swim in. They got above his head. They got to the brim. Do you see it? We have to drink till we get to the brim. We have to find the waters, drink of the waters. But once God shows me that, bulldog tenacity, bam, on it. Because I know. When we find the waters, when we drink of the waters, when we fill the water, then he brings you back here to humanity. And then he says, draw it out. The Holy Spirit is going to draw that water up out of you. And he's going to take that living water and he's going to turn it into wine. He's going to turn it into inheritance. He's going to turn it into healing. He's going to turn it into power. He's going to turn it into the miracles everyone's been looking for. You know why nobody getting miracles? Because they're operating out of gift realm. Gift realm's not going to fill you up. You got to get to where he is. And you got to drink. And you got to drink heavily. I'm going to close with this. Isaac. Rebecca, you remember when Abraham sent out his servant to go find a bride for Rebecca? Is it Rebecca? Sent her out, and he went out there, and he brought 10 camels with him. You know how to look this up, too. I don't have this kind of deep, call it a deep revelation. I have to go look it up. A camel, by the way, drinks an average of 30 gallons average of water per setting. 30 gallons. He brought 10 of them. You know what he said? He sat there and he said, now, Lord, the one that you want for my servant, Isaac, have her come and offer me water and my camels. Did she not come and offer him water? And said, now I'm going to go draw for your camels. You're going to have to draw more in the cup. Because there's 10 camels drinking 30 gallons each. She's going to have to go draw 300 gallons. It takes enough for you to turn your faucet on for 300 gallons. She's going to draw it up by hand. But she represents the bride. And the bride of this last day is going to have one thing and one thing only about her. She can draw up the water. She can drink the water and she can draw the water. And all of this is the mystery of God in the waters. Those who learn how to draw it and drink, are going to be used in the last day. The Holy Spirit's going to pull that water out of them. And he's going to turn it into inheritance in the earth. They're going to say, what is your qualification to do what you do? I know how to drink quite heavily, thank you very much. I know how to draw, and I know how to drink from the wells of salvation. Oh, let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Praise the Lord. Wow. Come on. Let's give him praise. There's a man on the throne. And every song is about him. We're going to draw the water. We're going to drink from the fountains. He's going to fill the water pots with water. That's where we're going. Rest, union, love of the Father.
This morning during praise and worship, the song said, "Nothing can compare to you, my King. Nothing can compare to you, my Lord. Nothing can compare to you, my friend." Well, right here, Lord, let me know. He said, you know, the King is the King. And the Lord is the Lord. But a friend is where mutual friendship, mutual compassion between two people is a friend. A friend is by choice. A choice. No one is friends with someone that's not friends with them back. And to let me know, I call you my friend. Being my King is one thing. Being my Lord is another. But being my friend, brother, that's deep. That's deep. He let me know right there, I'm your friend. I come to you as your friend. And it really penetrated my spirit to let me know that I can call my King and my God and my Lord my friend. That's a personal Savior right there, brother.
Let's give God glory. I call you friends.